My simple statement is that when the FCVs are violated and it impacts the outcome of elections, it is in the purview of this committee to assist the NAS by making recommendations about what to do under those circumstances. Otherwise, we have no commitment to fair elections in this organization at all, and we might as well go home because we're not doing anything. This is our job.
Okay. Sean?
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to associate myself with the remarks of Ms. Rosenberg. It is well within this committee's purview to make sure that the elections are run fairly and that they comply with our bylaws and fair campaign regulations. Anything else is simply ridiculous. As I said before, the member's point of order is in fact out of order, because when you raise a point of order, you say, here's what we're violating. Here's the bylaw we're violating. Here's Robert's rules of order that we're violating. This was not done. This means you, if we go off the member's standard, hell, we can call a point of order on anything and just hang everything up. So his point of order is out of order, and I thank Ms. Rosenberg for her clear explanation about what is in the purview of this committee. Thank you very much.
Russell for the staff.
Who's that?
Russell?
Russell? Okay, let's see if anybody else hasn't spoken yet on this, on the appealing decision of the chair motion. Yeah, want to speak on this?
Manishay.
Okay, Russell, go ahead. Oh, was it Manishay?
Yes.
Okay, Manishay, go ahead.
No, I hear this and I see that I understand the violation, but I think, you know, some place in between what Russell's saying and what has been proposed may be possible. And that having, you know, the committee has heard the complaints and arguments, the recommendation should be that serious look to be given, this attention to be given to this, and then acted on within certain amount of time before, you know, before it's too late, something like that. Because I'm not sure if we can go through the whole process here. Many of us have not been privy to all of this information until just...
Okay, well, right now we're just talking about whether the motion is in order or not.
I'm making a suggestion that maybe rather than making a strong request or recommendation to have it in, reward the request, to make it possible for us to have taken action and have paid attention to the complaint at the same time that we don't make a request of something that we are not sure of all of the angles and all of the issues involved in it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, okay, Russell, we'll try to be quick because we're just taking a long time. Okay.
Yeah, I apologize. But I hear what Tracy and Sean are saying, but I think they're both mistaken. First of all, the NES has been given the authority to, and for good reasons, in the bylaws, the NES is given the authority and the sole authority to decide on matters of fair campaign elections. That's the sole authority. And for good reasons, the PNB is not supposed to be stepping on the toes or getting involved in what the NES is separately contracted to do. Right? That's exactly so that there aren't, to bastardize a usage, conflicts of interest between already existing governance members and the election process. Okay, and in fact, of course, in this case in particular, Tracy is running for election. So, I mean, you know, you're not supposed to be using your seat on the election committee and on the and therefore as a representative of the PNB to affect these elections in this way. The
that's a personal attack.
No, it's not. It's just a formal statement of what's going on. You're not supposed to be using. We all have. Sides in this. We all
let's just get to whether or not the motion is in order.
When things don't go our way, that we want things to be redone.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair.
Russell.
No,
Russell,
please call him to order.
Motion's in order. Whether the motion's in order, that's the...
I keep getting interrupted. How can you... Let me finish what I'm
saying.
You're
not being germane to the issue.
Okay.
He needs to say what he has to say.
Well, let him say it. Let him say it.
The PNB is governance. And the NES is not governance, but a contractor that's independent that reports to nobody but Arlene Engelhardt or the executive director formally. We are not supposed to be taking over prerogatives that are assigned to the NES specifically for this reason, that we don't have these conflicts between already existing governance and a separately contracted national election supervisor.
Stack.
Okay, well, I was hoping I could finish this up because the chair gets to make the last statement. But
well,
we can talk about this all night. We can. Okay, who else said Stack?
Anthony here. I'd just like to bring the matter to a vote because it's highly unlikely and anyone's mind is going to be changed by ongoing debate.
Well, this is a ruling of the chair.
But we're
appealing the chair. That's
you're appealing the ruling. Russell is appealing the ruling of the chair.
Right.
Correct. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Well, can I go ahead and give the final statement then on this? Chair can say that I still feel that the motion's in order. It's just a recommendation to the NES. I tend to agree with Russell that the final decision should be adjudicated by the NES. The NES has the final authority and will make the decision and hopefully will look into whatever other facts that we don't know about. But I think the motion's in order. Okay, can we vote on this then?
Yeah, I have a point of information.
Yeah, what's that?
I want to make a motion to postpone until full due process can be carried out, including response by the accused of wrongdoing.
Mr. Chair, before you do that, we have to take a vote on your motion. Then
yeah, I think
a motion
we have
to postpone would be in order. But what's
right,
on the floor right now is the appeal of your ruling.
Okay, Wesley had a question, though. What was that, Wesley?
Yeah, who hired Renee as the National Election Supervisor?
Arlene.
I don't think that's anything to do with whether this motion's in order, though, but... Okay. All right. Let's vote on this, okay, please, and then we can take up the motion to postpone or whatever else, or vote on the motion. Okay. So if you vote yes, then you're supporting the chair's decision that the motion is in order. If you vote no, you're supporting Russell and saying that the motion's not in order. Tracy's motion's not in order. Okay. Do you have the roll, Tracy? Can you?
Yes, I think so. I will try. Fred Condor.
I vote no.
Okay. Sean Casey O'Brien?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Peter?
Yes.
Melinda? Melinda?
Could you come back to me on that?
Yes. Myself, yes. Wes?
Yes.
Anthony?
Hell yes.
Russell?
No.
Manager?
Abstain.
Abstain? Okay, and we're back to Melinda.
I'll vote no.
Okay. Anyone whose name I didn't call? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, no. The chair is upheld.
You are upheld, but I got a vote of 6, 3, and 1 abstention.
I counted 7 yes.
Okay, you might be right. I'm sorry. I was doing a couple things with my hands at once.
The yeses and the noes, so we can verify that.
All right, let's vote again. I apologize. Fred?
Well, just repeat who said what, if you have that.
Fred said no, is what I have recorded. Sean said yes. Bill said yes. It's 2-1 yes. Peter said yes. That's 3-1 yes. Melinda said no, 3-2. Tracy said yes, 4-2. Wes said yes, 5-2. Anthony said yes, 6-2. Russell said no, 6-3. And an abstention when I recount, 6-3.
Oh, my mistake.
With 1 abstention.
631. Okay. Okay. So can we go ahead and vote on the motions, or any more discussion on it?
I move to postpone this discussion until we have complete due process, and so that those people who are accused of wrongdoing can respond to the committee, or in some way respond to these charges.
Well, again, can we?
Okay, wait. Okay, Sean wants to be on the stack. Who else?
This is Tracy. If we are not a court of law issuing a hearing,
I just want to see who wants to be on the stack. Okay,
oh,
Sean.
I want to be on the stack.
Okay, Sean, go ahead.
Tracy, since it's your motion, I'll follow you. Go ahead.
I find Russell's request to postpone for reasons of due process to be absurd. As we've stated, we are not the ones making this decision. We are simply recommending to an entity who will be making the decision. The only reason why due process would be an issue is if we are, in fact, in a court of law or making a binding decision. We are not doing so. Our fair campaign provisions say that we do not tolerate staff members on air endorsing and unendorsing candidates and attempting to interfere with the elections in support of one side. That's what they say. That is what happened.
Point of information.
What is the grounds for saying that we do not believe that our fair campaign provision should be enforced? It's really a question
point
in my mind. And factually, if we believe that our fair campaign provisions are the basis for fair elections, then this is the recommendation that we have to make, because that is what happened.
Russell, for the stack, and point of information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's your point?
Do we know that these things absolutely happened? All of us? We all know this?
No.
There's no question about it?
About it. The NES confirmed that it happened. Thousands of people heard it. And you go to kbsaworker.org, you can see it.
You said you
can see
it this morning.
Okay, well, let's get back to the stack if we can, please.
Complaints were filed as of September 29th.
Yeah.
Sean?
There are at least a dozen of them.
Yeah, thank
Sean
you.
Sean and then Manage.
Thank you, Mr.
Yes.
Chair. I don't think we should postpone. This is a mere recommendation. Perhaps part of that recommendation should be to investigate these things. I could live with that. And Russell and everybody else, please go to your computers. I just sent you out the press release that went along with the broadcast at the very same time. For your own, you can look at it, and it looks like they used foundation resources to put that out. Those are all violations of the fair campaign practices provisions, and it's all there in, I was going to say black and white, but it looks like it's green and white. And so, listen, there is no reason to postpone. You can read it for yourself. Remember, we as members of the election committee, we have a duty to make sure that fair elections are run. And if we muzzle ourselves when we legitimately think that there have been violations, then we're not fulfilling our fiduciary duty to this foundation or the subscribers of this network. Thank you.
Okay.
Russell for the stack.
All right. Let me see. Is there anybody else? Oh, Manage was next. And then let's see if there's anybody else that hasn't spoken on the main motion, too. Manage?
When I got your bill, your email regarding the statute for the Tracy's motion, I just checked it, and it's on the website. I don't know when they put it on the website, but it is on that website, and the name of the people and all that is there. These are the people who want to they want to make changes, remove people and all that. It's on the website, but when this was posted, I don't know, but it is on that website.
I saw it on September 30th, and it was up sometime before then. Okay. Let's see. Who else would want to be next stack? Remember, the motion right now we're debating is whether to postpone consideration. Okay. So...
Bill, can I get on the stack? This is Fred.
Okay, you haven't spoken yet. Go ahead, Fred. Go ahead, Fred.
It's a big deal. We need to hear from people. I don't know why anyone would not want to do that. I'll be happy to be corrected if someone knows that we have already heard directly from the NES, directly from people on the ground. But to invalidate what has happened thus far is something that I have very little sympathy for in the absence of the willingness to be deliberate about this. It's not about being a court of law. It's about hearing testimony, hearing facts, weighing it. I'm wholly sympathetic to the unfortunate nature of this election. It's further to my question as to how we contracted for the individuals who appear to be either ill-qualified or stymied in their efforts, just thinking logically. But this rush to come to a decision that impacts votes that have been cast and so on strikes me as most peculiar. I and the rest of us are willing to reconvene in a day or 2 days or 3 days' time, and we're certainly wanting to hear from people who have something to say in this matter. We're willing to and desirous of considering whatever written materials can be provided to us. But the manner in which, you know, we sit on other ends of telephones and pull triggers just seems to be unfortunate, there's no need for it. Let's adjourn. Let's be talking right now about what we need to hear to satisfy people such as Russell and others, rather than rushing to a decision on this at this time.
Tracy for the stack.
Okay, Tracy.
Russell was on the stack, Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Russell.
Yeah, I really agree with Fred. I'm perfectly happy to be corrected and to vote for this, but it's like there's a little word game going on about the word recommend. Just because we're recommending something doesn't mean that we're not assenting to what we're recommending. If we recommend that the elections be canceled because of violations, then we're assenting to the idea that there were violations, and that I don't know.
Right.
I think everybody on this committee knows that. We have to do our due diligence and find it out. We find out that it is, and do something about it. But besides that, I don't really think that we should be doing that from the NES. Maybe what we can do, because it really is in the NES's purview to do, that's what the NES's job is. And that task is separated from the PNB for very good reasons, as I pointed out before. So I think that the order that we should do things is, number one, let's hear the NES's decision on these matters. Number two, let's do due diligence separately on our own, just because it's a very serious matter. And this way, Sean and Tracy, you'll be satisfied that, you know, we're taking this matter very seriously. After we hear what the NES says, and after we've done our own due diligence, and then decide what to do. But I agree with Fred that we shouldn't have a rush to make a motion in this meeting.
Okay, we have Tracy. I'd like to put myself on the stack sometime here, and then Sean. Maybe I'll go last. Go ahead, Tracy.
I'm bad. Did you get me, Alex?
Oh, and Alex. Oh, okay. I didn't know you were on.
Hi, Alex. Who is it on the committee who is not convinced that programmers screaming on the air, don't vote for these people because I'm going to get fired if you do, and they're going to eliminate every program that you like to hear, falsely, by the way, is not a campaign violation? I'm just asking because I don't understand who it is who has a conundrum regarding whether or not our fair campaign provisions forbid that.
Tracy, I never heard that, the screaming. If it happened, it happened. We need time to find out whether that happened.
Let's get to the other people on the stack. Okay.
The question is whether it is the decision of the NES and the responsibility of the NES to ascertain whether it happened. She has already acknowledged that it happened. She heard it. She's based in Berkeley.
Okay.
The question is what to do about it if it happened. About that, you should have no doubt.
Okay, remember, everybody, we're the motion we're debating right now is to postpone consideration. Okay, so Alex hasn't spoken yet. Do you know what we're debating? You know what we're talking about?
Yes, I know.
You got the motion. Okay.
I see no purpose in postponing consideration. I knew about the Fair Campaign Elections violation in the last few days before the due date. There were some gross violations. People going on air and creating a panic over possible layoffs orchestrated for political reasons. I knew about it from New York. You had to have your head in the ground not to know about this. You know, the question before is what are we going to do about it? It's the proper province of this committee to make recommendations to the National Election Supervisor. That basically is what this committee does. You know, if we're not going to do that, then we might as well close up shop.
Okay, but by the way, I forgot Andrea was on the call, and she wanted to speak earlier, and I put her off because we had some points of order, which we dealt with. Are there any objections to let Andrea speak? She's not on the committee, but she's on the PNB.
This is Tracy. I'm going to object. I have seen PNB members come to other committees, and in general, they are more than welcome to listen in. We really don't engage in dialogue with people on the committees, and other people have been invited to the election committee and told that they could not speak. I am going to object. If the request had been made in advance, that's one thing, but it hasn't been.
Okay.
Bill?
All right. We have some other people in the stack, too, but yeah, was that Russell?
Yeah, I just want to respond.
Does Russell get to respond to everything, Mr. Chair? Because that sounds like what's happening. Instead of him waiting, he's just been responding to everything.
Okay,
and that
well,
to
this
me
point
is
of
very...
How many times has Russell been on the stack?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Sean. All right, well, Russell, is it a point of order or a point of information? Or you just want to be on the stack again?
Want to be on the stack.
Because I already have you on the stack.
If that's what people
got. I do have you on the stack. Okay, well, I had asked if it was okay to let Andrea speak, so... Tracy objected. Can we
I
put
agree
her at the
with
end
Tracy's
then?
Objection.
Okay.
We need to work this out among ourselves.
Okay, we have sort of limited time here, I know, but okay. Sean was next.
Yeah, I'm against the postponement. It is well within the purview of this committee to make recommendations, particularly
when... Hold on the objection.
Now. My last question, and the reason I'm against this postponement, if you go by what Member Dale says, my concern would be if we're not watching out, if we're not at least taking note of what the NES is doing, is the NES supposed to just police herself? Is she the one? She's supposed to be all knowing and all, you know, and pick this up? Of course she's not. This means that the committee has every right to make recommendations. That is helpful to the NES, and it has been so helpful that the NES has already made some decisions along this, and I am sorry that Mr. Dale has not been paying attention to this because it has been all over the websites and all over the listservs. I must have gotten dozens upon dozens of emails, press releases and all kind of things, and I find it a little hard to believe that any conscientious member of this committee was not included in those email blasts. And I don't want to hold this committee up because some members didn't do their homework. So I don't think we should postpone. Thank you.
Okay, let me just say real quick, and I hope this will finish, but one reason I don't want to postpone is that it may be moot by the time we take it up again before we can get another meeting scheduled. The committee meeting schedule is pretty booked up, unless we want to meet on a weekend. And secondly, those of us on the PNB got about 200 emails that were generated from a form on that KPFA worker website. So it's really obvious to me that a lot of people heard that announcement and went to the trouble of actually, you know, typing something up. They were all individually written and sent them to us. So I think the announcement had a big impact on the listeners. Okay.
Yeah.
Does anybody else want to speak on the motion to postpone?
Russell.
Okay, Russell.
Yeah, two things. First of all, the motion, the motion that we're talking about, not the motion to postpone, but Tracy's motion, says that the results would be invalidated due to, the recommendation is to invalidate the results due to gross and repeated violations of the fair campaign provisions. It's not the case, as Alex and Sean and yourself just suggested, that I don't know that the allegation has been made. I know that the allegation has been made. But look, other allegations have been made, too. That doesn't mean that they're true. Tracy, Sean, you all received notification that Teresa Palma had 4 hours of indulgence against certain people and groups here in New York City and did nothing since August 25th about it. So your concern, you know those allegations have been made, and yet that's not been a pressing issue for the PNB election committee. So all of a sudden this is, because, you know, it's affecting, you know, one side of the election, and I don't think this is really right.
Information, sure.
This is got to be decided in terms of, you know, the number one, doing the right thing. We cannot responsibly use a motion that says we're recommending something because of gross and repeated violations unless we have done our due diligence and have proven by argument and evidence that, in fact, there have been gross and repeated, and it's not just gross or repeated.
Chair, this is dilatory. We know that there have been repeated violations. We got hundreds. I heard the broadcast, okay? And for him,
Sean,
he's arguing that because he hasn't heard it, we should respond is dilatory. Thank you.
Okay, let me let him finish what he's saying, and then let's wrap it up, though. But it is sort of repetitive, Russell.
Yeah, sorry, but we do need to do our due diligence. We do need to do this according to the bylaws. We do need to make sure that we're not stepping on the toes of the NES, and, you know, I hope we'll move to postpone this.
Can I make my point of information?
Oh, was that Alex? Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't realize what you had. Go ahead.
Okay, I don't know if I'm allowed to mention the name of the candidate that Russell just mentioned as violating the campaign, but there was absolutely no parallel. The person that violated in the WBI election did not go on the air and denounce the opposition. All she did was take part in some fundraising, and her violation was that she was on the air. Period. But she didn't denounce anybody, and she did receive a punishment for that. As a matter of fact.
Chairperson, was the objection upheld by the whole committee that I shouldn't speak? I'm sorry. Just checking
out. We didn't vote on it.
No.
Well, let me vote. Let me see. Is there a motion to allow Andrea to speak?
I think it's out of order.
It's out of order, and we objected. Two people objected to it. So.
Two people objected. Well, I'm just saying if there's a motion, and we'll let the body decide.
I think there's a motion on the floor to postpone, and we should resolve that first. If at that point someone wants to introduce two motions on the floor, actually.
Okay. All right. You're right. Okay. Well, Ken, did you want to say anything else, Tracy, on the motion of vote?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say one thing, which is that the due diligence and the inspection and the due process are the purview of the National Election Supervisor who will be making the decision. They are not the purview of this committee. We are not making the decision. We are saying that if the accusations are true, and God help me, they are, that is not an election procedure that we approve of. What we are saying is that the fair campaign provisions need to be followed, and gross and repeated violations of them are a problem. That's it. There shouldn't be anybody on this committee who has a mental hiccup with that. That's what the motion.
You have to amend your motion, Tracy, because your motion says we're recommending this due to, and that implies that it's a fact that we've determined it's a fact that. If you're saying now, if these things have happened.
The NES will determine if it's a fact that.
That's her job.
I think we're way over time, by the way. Anthony?
Oh, good point. I failed to track this item for its 20 minutes, but I think it is.
Yeah, I call the question.
Okay, so let's go ahead and vote on this if we can. The motion to postpone consideration. Can we do that, please?
Yeah.
Tracy, you want to call the roll?
I will.
Okay, Fred Klunder. Yes to postpone, no not to postpone.
Yes, please.
Okay, that's one yes. Sean Casey O'Brien?
No.
1-1. Bill Bergier?
No.
Could someone else, by the way, count the votes? Would that be okay? Anthony, could you
do
that?
I'll do that. Yes, I will.
Okay, it's two yes and one no so far. Peter Tucker? Peter, are you there?
Yeah, I am. I just had it on mute. Sorry. Come back to me?
Yes. Melinda?
Nope.
Okay. Myself? No, not to postpone. Wes?
No.
I changed mine to yes. I'm sorry.
I hope
okay.
I voted no.
Was Melinda who changed her vote?
Correct.
Okay. Wes, I heard you as a no. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Anthony Fest?
No.
Russell Dale?
Yes.
Manny J? Manny J? Are you there?
No.
Okay.
No?
And yes, I heard that. I heard a no. And we're going back to Peter Tucker.
No.
You didn't call me, Tracy.
No, I didn't. I forgot that you showed up. Steinberg.
Who was?
There's Alex.
Alex?
Yes. No postpone.
Okay. I believe that the motion to postpone failed. Anthony?
I count two yes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. No.
No, I counted three yes and eight no.
So did I.
Obviously,
that's what I got too.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I stand corrected. 3-8.
Okay. So the motion failed 3-8.
Okay. Now, can we vote on the main motion? Do you want to read it again, please, Tracy?
Yes. The motion is the Election Committee strongly recommends to the National Election Supervisor that the 2010 KPFA staff election uncertified results be invalidated due to gross and repeated violations of the fair campaign provisions and the election redone prior to November 15, 2010.
Okay. You want to call the roll?
There's no discussion?
Well, we're out of time. We're way past time.
The question was called, so.
Yeah.
May I make one comment?
Actually, you can't call the question.
No time.
We're out of time.
Chair.
May I make one comment?
We're out of time.
Well, it's just time to vote. we're way past time, and there's more stuff on the agenda that we haven't gotten to yet.
All right, then I'll start calling the roll. Fred Klunder?
Can I defer my vote? Just a minute.
You can pass, sure. Sean O'Brien?
Yes means I support the motion, correct?
Correct. Yes means you support the motion. No means you oppose the motion.
Thank you. Yes.
Bill Krasier?
Yes.
Peter Tucker?
Yes.
Melinda? Ely Doan?
Ely Doan.
Ely Doan, I'm sorry.
That's okay, and he's Crozier. That would be, I'm going to vote no.
Okay. Wesley Bethune?
Yes, in favor of the motion.
Anthony Fest?
Yes.
Russell Dale?
No.
Manny J. Saba? Manny J?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Did you get me? Yes.
You voted yes. We now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alex?
Yes.
Steinberg? Okay. I'm going to call on myself, Tracy Rosenberg. That's yes. And Fred Klunder, I'm going back to you.
Thank you.
No.
I'll vote no.
Okay, I count 8 yes, 3 no.
Okay.
The motion passes.
Okay, thank you. Now we have another motion by Russell on the floor. Did somebody want to bring up letting Andrea speak now? I forgot to finish with that motion.
You're breaking up, Bill, really bad. You're underwater.
Sorry, okay. Was there a motion to allow Andrea to speak? Okay, I guess not right now. Okay.
Mayor, this is Wesley Bethune. I move that she be allowed to speak for a period of 3 minutes.
Okay.
Well, that's
there any
great.
Objections?
I'm going to have to leave because it's getting really late.
I object. We have business to do, and I really think we need to finish our business and not...
I'm terribly sorry, but I have to get up at like 3:45, 4
okay.
o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. You know, and actually, if it's another motion, I was wrong. I should bring it up under new business anyway, because we do have another motion already on the agenda.
Yeah, this is Tracy. Out of respect for Russell's concerns about the AI, I think we should do business.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
All right, good night, Melinda. Hang on, Andrea. We'll hopefully get to you in our new business if we don't run out of time. Russell, you want to give your motion to us? This is 6B on the agenda.
Okay, should I read it first or motivate it first?
Read it first.
Read it first, I guess.
So the motion, I sent it to everybody. Did everybody get it?
Not yet.
Yes.
Okay.
I think I did.
I'll start reading it nonetheless. So, whereas... Of the 264 persons approved to vote as staff by WBAM management, more than 120, or approximately 41%, were not sent ballots due to problems with their addresses and the procedure for notice to eligible staff and listener voters whose addresses were not available, are not available, has not been followed. The Election Committee of the Pacifica National Board urges the National Election Supervisor to extend balloting for staff at WBAI and to follow the bylaws provisions regarding notice, including work with any station personnel or organizations to do outreach and allowing eligible members a reasonable opportunity to cast the ballots. The committee chair is directed to forward a copy of this motion to the NES, ED, NPNB by 9 a.m., Eastern on Wednesday, October 13th, 2010, with a request that the NES advise the Elections Committee of any actions related to and or based upon this motion.
Okay.
So,
discussion. Oh, you want to motivate?
Should I motivate?
Yeah.
Basically, it's pretty straightforward. The bylaws require that we distribute the ballots and that... People who are staff members get notified. Now, there's, you know, the staff list was put forward by Berthold Reimers, and the NES used it. And there were 264 people on it. It's on the website, you know, the Pacifica Elections 2010 website. Right now, you can go and look at it. And The bylaws, Article 3, Section 9, directly says that if no address appears in the Foundation's books and no address has been given, then notice shall be deemed to have been given if notice is broadcast at least 21 times on the Foundation radio station with which the member is affiliated. Such broadcast notice shall be made at least 3 times per day on 7 consecutive days and shall state the web page address where the full notice is posted. That was never done. That's a direct statement in the bylaws of how this should be handled, and that was not done. Okay, there's no. That's what the bylaws say. We need to do that, and so this motion is just to make sure that happens, and it's asking simply for an extension for as long enough to be able to get this done correctly and fairly. So that 40% of our staff are not disenfranchised.
Sean is a stack.
And Anthony.
Okay,
and Alex.
Sean, Anthony, Alex. All right, go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, as a staff rep, I've been talking to some of my colleagues in New York and everything, and as far as I'm concerned, 261 staff is not a valid number. It has not been approved by anyone. In fact, I've been told that's just a padded JUC list. In any case, regardless of whether they came up with that number, proper procedure was not followed, and, 261 it was never a vetted or validated number by anyone, and I've been told that comes right from Berthold. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Anthony?
Well, I won't allude to what was said about the previous question, but how are we on the committee to know that approximately 40% of staff were not sent ballots? Where are the communications that verify this?
Well, if you look on the Pacifica website, you'll see the 264 people.
But how do we know that 40% didn't receive their ballots?
Yeah.
Russell, do you want
to? Noise on the line.
You're breaking up. Okay, well, let's go to Alex. He was next on the stack.
Okay, I don't think this motion is very useful. There's no substance to the allegation that 40% of staff were not sent ballots. I'm actually standing next to the interim general manager of WBI right now, who knows something about how the staff list was compiled. And if the committee is willing, he could come on the call and explain that to you.
Second that.
Are there any objections to that? Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Berthold?
Would you like to explain the stuff? Can I call this? I'll try the number. Just call the speaker here. We don't have time for that.
Hello?
Yeah, Berthold, go ahead.
Yes,
about
hi.
The staff members that did not get the ballots?
Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
What?
Go ahead, Berthold.
Yes, I'm listening.
Well, the question was, or Alex, can you tell him what the issue was?
No, I know what the issue was. What's the specific issue? Like, you have a problem with the election?
The staff list, Berto, and we've been told the staff list is 261. I have been told by other people that that is not a true number, that that list has never been vetted or validated by anyone. What do you know about it, sir?
Well, that's absolutely wrong. WBI, Kathy Davis, who is a public affairs director, composed that list. She's a producer here also, has been here for I don't know how many years. She produced that list. And the list of the volunteers and the, you know, people who work three hours during the fund drive was produced by Andrew Hardat, who was the person responsible for the list of volunteers who managed the fund drive. And they put those two together and they sent them out. Now, I did send out an email to the staff, which they felt were threatening, telling them that if they do not forward their information to me on a timely basis, they would not be considered staff, trying to get them to send information as much as possible. I received a lot of response, and a few people who did not respond. Part of my email was also that anyone who knows someone who may not be on that list, let them know that this is what I'm looking for. Now, the election supervisor, national election supervisor, I believe, used the election list from the previous year that I spent a lot of time putting together of staff and staff addresses, and she took that and she updated the current list with addresses that were missing. And whatever addresses that were still missing, we did our best to send out emails to everybody asking for addresses. The election supervisor on a regular basis solicited an email from me asking me and Kathy Davis for addresses of all those producers, and then the email was sent to the producers asking them to let other producers know that their name were missing or whatever, to give the addresses. And that's it. You know, I personally believe that the producers whose addresses are not available really should not be considered producers until they come up with an address. If they're not actually reading their email and not participating in the affairs of BAI to the point that they will not be receiving emails or reading emails to them from management asking them for an address, I don't think there is any mismanagement or miscommunication.
No, okay, Bristol, member of the committee speaking.
This is Bill. This is Bill Kirsch. Let me just ask, because I had talked to Renee Asteria earlier today. That was one of the questions I asked about, and she said that she had trouble getting addresses from a number, I don't know how many, of the staff, and that's why they didn't get ballots, but that some were still requesting replacement ballots at least last week, and they were sending them out. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I knew that after that. What happened is there was another push, and then they extended the time period. I do believe they had enough producers vote for a quorum, but they, because of this, they extended it for, I think, the local election supervisors coming tomorrow. The deadline to bring in the ballots to put in the box that's outside that I have to bring in into the office to lock up. And that's it.
Okay, sure. we're almost out of time, so let me see if who else wants to speak.
I just want to ask a simple question. How many legitimate staff do you have, Berto?
One second. One second. There seems to be about 260 something. All together.
Okay. Now, how many addresses do you have? Do you know?
Well, personally, as of the last time I was tracking, I know for sure there was 159 addresses, and then out of those 100 and something missing, I had provided, some of them were actually name of shows, so they were removed, and I provided 16. I provided about 16 addresses to the National Election Supervisor, who also herself was also gathering lists outside of me, because some of those producers didn't seem to want to legitimize me by giving me those addresses for some reason, whatever the issue was.
Okay. Well, let me see if anybody else wants to speak, because we're almost out of time for the meeting.
Yeah, Anthony, I would like to.
Anthony, go ahead.
I'm looking at the Pacifica Elections website right now. When is the deadline for WBAI listeners to return their ballots?
It's tomorrow.
That was done.
Oh, it's already passed. They already have. It was not extended for the.
Listeners is done. That was a while back. We reached call. It was pretty decent.
So does that mean? So does that mean the staff election was already extended to tomorrow? Has it already?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's extended to tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay.
This is Bill. Renee also told me today that they've already have enough ballots to meet quorum for staff.
Yeah, they have quorum, but they
were so they've received enough since since it was extended to receive quorum, but you know they were still sending some more out when people gave them their addresses last week.
Hmm.
Okay, other questions or comments, anybody?
This is Russell.
Yeah, well, let me see if anybody else hasn't spoken yet.
I'd like to make a comment.
Oh, okay, yeah. Anthony, go ahead.
I see the ballot count is set for the 24th. I wonder if the staff election could be extended until shortly before that, since the staff election only entails scores of ballots rather than thousands.
Okay. I can pass this one to Alex now, right? Because that's like kind of administrative stuff. You don't need
me
anymore.
Okay. Thank you, okay. Berto.
Okay, so I think their vote counting starts later this week, though, isn't it?
According to the website, it starts on the 24th.
Oh, that's right. It's KPFK's then later this week. Okay, well, do you want to make that an amendment to the motion or a substitute motion or something?
Oh, excuse me. I guess it starts on the 23rd. So, yeah, I would move to amend it that the staff election is extended until the 22nd.
Until October 22nd. Is that amendment or substitute?
Okay. I'll call it a substitute because I don't claim to know the facts which were asserted in the the original motion.
Yeah, this is a point of information from your temporary secretary. Could you write down the exact wording you are proposing as a substitute motion and please email it to me?
Okay.
Thank you.
Point of information.
Yeah, Sean?
I have no problem with extensions. I like extensions because I like most people voting. But if they made quorum, is there need for an extension?
Not for the bylaws, but the bylaws say that the NES can extend it up to 4 weeks if quorum's not reached as of September 30th. I don't think it says what to do in this case.
Well, yeah, because if that's all I'm hearing, Bill, they need quorum by the 30th. You know, that election is ready to be counted and certified. Am I correct or not?
I know.
You mean is it ready now or by tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if they've got over 200 ballots and there's 261, believe me, they made quorum, okay? And I don't care if they get more between here and tomorrow, but is it really wise to call for an extension of an election that has made quorum, if it's made that quorum fairly? Now, that's a completely separate question, you know? If we're dealing with padded lists, believe me, I would have some problem with calling off voting well, but if it was legitimate, is there a need for an extension? That's my basic question.
I don't know, and I don't know exactly how many have been received. Probably only the LES knows, and then more may come in tomorrow. But
I'm just going off a quote I saw in an email.
Yeah, I'll just read the sentence in the bylaws because I was looking this up earlier. If the required quorum of ballots is not received by the election's close date, which would have been September 30th, then the election's close date shall be extended by up to 4 additional weeks until closed by the National Election Supervisor. So that's what the bylaws say.
Oh, I thought it was, we haven't even started any, I thought we were already through one extension, Mr. Chair. Am I confused?
No, the first extension was, the only extension she's announced goes through tomorrow.
Right, so that's the first extension. That's the first 2 weeks. And then she could extend it one more time, correct?
It doesn't say how many times. It just says it shall be extended by up to 4 additional weeks. Up to four additional weeks.
And she's already done it by 2 weeks, so she could extend it for 2 more weeks.
I had to get on the election committee.
Thank you.
And this is Anthony. I just emailed my proposed substitute motion to the committee.
Thank you.
Did you change anything except... this is Russell for the staff?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, somebody's got to mute their phone because it's really hard. Somebody's phone is really interfering with the speakers.
Mr. Chair?
Hello? Yeah, that's better. Bill, this is Russell. I'd like to make an amendment.
Bill, can you hear us?
It's Bill, I'm back. I don't know what happened. Sorry.
Yeah, Russell asked to be recognized.
Okay. Yeah, Russell?
Yeah, Anthony, I don't mind your substitute, except for one thing. That one of the main points of my motion is to perhaps redundantly, but to stipulate that the proper notice requirements of the bylaws be followed. So may I offer an amendment that the PNB Election Committee recommends that the ballot receipt deadline for the WBAI staff election be extended until Friday, October 22nd at 6 p.m., and that the proper notice conditions of the bylaws, Article 3, Section 9, be followed.
And what's Article 9?
So that's the one I read. That's the one I read before that says, that the people have to be notified on air on seven with 21 announcements on 7 consecutive days, 3 times a day. Directly says it in Article 3, Section 9 about notifying.
Does that apply to staff or just listeners?
Yeah, because I just wanted to ask, who are we notifying? Because there's about 16 clauses in our bylaws that deal with notice, and many times people confuse who notices what. So
No. If you go to Article 3, Section 1, where it says members defined, all right, it says there shall be 2 classes of members. This is Article 3, Section 1. Members defined. There shall be 2 classes of members, A, listener sponsor members, and B, staff members, who shall collectively be referred to as members. So then, if you go to Article 3, Section 9, where it just talks, it's called manner of notice, it just talks about members. It says, whenever notice to members is required under these bylaws, notice shall be submitted, and et cetera, et cetera. And it says that, the second paragraph of this, if no address appears in the foundation's books and no address has been given, the notice shall be deemed to have been given if notice is broadcast at least 21 times on the foundation radio station with which the member is affiliated. Such broadcast notice shall be made at least 3 times per day on 7 consecutive days and shall state the web page address where the full notice is posted.
Are we talking about notice for meetings, LSB meetings, or are we talking for elections? You've got to be very careful with notice here. And I'm looking it up right now to
see. It says whenever notice to members is required under these bylaws. I'm not sure that applies to this.
Yeah, I don't think it does.
I mean, giving the station management their address, they're required to give notice about that.
Look at Article 3, Section 8, which is specifically about voting.
I got it.
Yes, Article 3, Section 9 just continues this logic about voting and it's specifically and clearly intended that the manner of notice applies
to
sending out ballots and getting people to vote.
Anthony, here I have a point of information.
Yeah, Anthony, go ahead.
What information would be given by these announcements? I presume the intent is to have some announcements given. Would they be directed only to staff members?
In this case, they would be directed only to staff members because this is only about the staff election. The listener election had quorum. We're not discussing really the listener election. Mm-hmm. But the staff election has not followed the rules here of what should happen in the case that no address is given or no address is in the possession. All respect to Interim General Manager Reimers, but it's really not. Once the management list is made, he doesn't get to exclude people just because they they haven't given their address. In fact, the bylaws specifically say what to do if the address is not there.
They don't give you an address.
It says in the bylaws that you can be, you can have your ballot emailed to you, or you can go to the website and get the ballot by some other means, or go to the, or an announcement can be made that you can go and pick up your ballot.
This is getting
real. Let me. In Section 8, in Section 8B, distribution of ballots, it just says, let's see, the ballot should be mailed, or notice of the posting of the ballots on the foundation website shall be delivered to members at their postal address or electronic mailing address of record. It doesn't say anything about notice.
Right.
I don't believe. It just says we'll mail them to the address on record, and if they don't, if they haven't provided their address, I'm not sure there's any notice required to give them broadcast on the air.
Yeah, can I ask a further point of information? So these announcements would be on air and directed solely to staff members?
Yeah,
it seems a strange use of the air signal. Like we're like BAI was talking to itself, kind of.
Yeah, Russell.
All I can say is that we're supposed to notify.
Sean for the stack.
Okay, well let Russell finish.
The bylaws seem to be very clear about notifying staff. It's not right for Berthold to simply disenfranchise staff members because he didn't have an address for them. An announcement should be made and provision should be made for getting the ballots to staff members, whether or not they've sent, you know, all of this information to Berthold.
We're really running out of time. I just get the clock again. But Sean, go ahead. Let's try to be brief.
Well, you know, if staff doesn't, first of all, if staff doesn't give an address, you know, I have real concerns as to whether they're legitimate staff, okay? And I'm not so sure I agree with Section 9 manner of notice. It says here, members entitled to vote at the postal address or email address of the member as it appears on the foundation's book or at the address given by the members of the foundation for this purpose of notice, okay? Then it says if no address appears in the foundation's book and no address is given, that notice shall be deemed to have given it broadcast 21 days. But again, to go back to my friend Mr. Fest's point, I think is for listeners. You don't broadcast 21 times a day to tell your staff to turn it in. I would think a note on the community room bulletin board would be sufficient, and I think you're confusing notifying members with notifying staff. I don't think that this Section 9 is being properly interpreted. Thank you.
Okay, well, can we? I think we're past time. It's actually time for the meeting to end. So, can we go ahead and vote on this and the amendments? We'll see. I think the last amendment was actually a substitute motion by Anthony. Can you read that for us, Anthony?
Russell, I thought it was proposing an amendment.
Did he get a second?
Well, you don't need a second. I'll forget. What was the amendment then, Russell? Sorry.
Why don't we just vote on the directly? Why don't we vote directly on the motion for the second?
Okay.
Thing. And
okay,
I'll
read your
amendment.
So we're going to vote on the substitute, and then either on and then on the original motion if the substitute doesn't pass. Correct?
Right.
Bill. Okay.
Right.
Just trying to be a semi-competent secretary. Okay.
Right. Okay. So Alex, if you could read your substitute motion, so people know what we're voting on.
Anthony.
Anthony. Alex.
What did I say? Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's been emailed to everyone, but here it is. The PNB Election Committee recommends that the ballot receipt deadline for the WBAI staff election be extended until Friday, October 22nd at 6 p.m.
Okay. So, we want to call the roll on that?
Yes. Start from the other side this time. Alex Steinberg.
No.
Manny J. Saba?
No.
I don't know if she's still with us. No?
I think she said no. I heard somebody say no.
I heard no. Okay. She's not contradicting me, so I guess it's no. Russell Dale?
Yes.
Anthony Fest?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune?
I'll pass.
Melinda?
She's gone.
Peter Tucker? Peter, are you there? Bill?
Sorry, I was swallowing. Yes.
Sorry, Peter Tucker passed.
Peter's passing. Okay, Bill?
Bill votes yes.
Sean?
No.
Fred Klunder?
Yes, please.
Okay, we had, me. I'm going to pass as well. We had passes from Wesley.
I'd give him a week, sure, I'll do it, yes.
Okay. Bill?
I already voted yes.
Peter didn't vote.
Oh, I'm sorry, Peter was the other pass, apologies. Peter? Peter?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, abstain.
Okay, and now me, I'm going to vote no. Anthony, do you have a count on that?
Yeah, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, no. 1 abstention.
Okay, now we should vote on it again, because that was whether or not to substitute Anthony's motion for the original. So yes, we've decided to substitute that one from the original. So we need to vote on it again.
So now we vote again on the substituted motion, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it becomes the main motion, and you have to vote on that.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Election.
The main motion now is the PNB Election Committee recommends that the ballot receipt deadline for the WBAI staff election be extended until Friday, October 22nd at 6 p.m. Period. So yes, supports the motion. No, opposes the motion. Fred Klunder.
Yes, please.
Why is it here? It should be locked up in an office.
Yes, please.
Don? Okay, that's one yes. Sean?
Yes.
Bill?
Abstain.
Okay. Peter?
Too tired to vote. Abstain.
Two abstains. Okay. Melinda?
She left.
Wesley?
Restate the motion, please.
Yes, sir. The PNB Election Committee recommends that the ballot receipt deadline for the WBAI staff election be extended until Friday, October 22nd at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Okay. Anthony.
Yes.
Russell Dale.
Wait, I don't understand. Didn't we just vote on this?
We voted to substitute it for the main motion. Now we are voting whether or not to pass it or fail it.
As a main motion.
Yes. Pass it.
Yes. Okay. Manny J?
Yes.
Alex?
No.
Okay. Coming back to myself, I'll vote no. I don't believe anybody abstained, so it sounds like the motion...
Sean and Manny J passed, didn't they?
I believe that Sean abstained.
No, I passed. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Sean. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'll vote no as I originally did. Thank you.
Sorry. Manny J, did you pass or abstain? I thought it was an abstention.
I said no.
You voted no. Okay, are we clear on the results?
1, 2, 3, 4, yes. 1, 2, 3... 4, no. 2, abstention.
4-4-2. Okay, so the motion fails.
It fails.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Okay, please just write up your questions for Renee. We didn't get to that, and we'll email them to us all, and I'll send them on. So, okay, thank you all for hanging in there, everybody.
Thank you, Ben.
Is the next meeting date, the November 9th, okay with everyone? That's our regular second Tuesday of the month.
Yes.
See you then.
Thank you, Bill. I'll send the minutes over on research shortly.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.